All right, so this is Tom with Steve at the From Byron to Floyd podcast, where we essentially just tell you crazy stories.
I didn't know that was the name of the podcast. Here we go. Byron to Stephen or Chiron to
From
what?
Byron to Floyd.
Okay, Floyd.
From Byron, like just that town outside of Las Vegas,
Okay.
to Floyd, which is in Colorado.
What's the significance to that?
It's just me and my friend Travis were driving along and we saw Byron on one trip and we made a very deep
Let me just say
conversation.
that you and Travis should have a podcast that are fucking Byron to Troy, because I had no fucking, or Byron to Loy or whatever the hell it is, because I had no fucking or any type of fucking connection to this. But here we are.
I just thought it was a funny thing that
Okay,
happened,
no,
an
I like
insane
it.
joke, and that's basically what
Oh,
this
God.
is, just
Yep, I like
crazy
it.
jokes.
Okay, there it is.
There
Yeah.
we go.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Speak
So,
out.
okay.
Speak out.
All right.
Brilliant.
So we each come on here and tell one story of just insanity. Sometimes they will have a theme, sometimes they won't. But it's just crazy stories from us, not anybody else, but just in our lives that we thought people would get a chuckle out of. So, Steve, why don't you tell us your massage parlor story?
Oh, was that? I thought that was number two.
That was number
And
two.
number one.
Number one.
You are number one, number two. That's gotta be, yeah. So these massage parlors. Okay, the first time that I ever went, I gotta say, I told you.
I know, but I need
We're
it
saying,
recorded, my
yes, this is
friend.
what I'm saying. We're here now, telling you guys. Yeah, the first time I went, I didn't have any clue it was a rub and tug or happy ending or whatever you want to call it, the Asian masseuse. But yeah, I went in to get a massage and super sensual, super hot. Like I said, she was really hot, very small, petite, very big breasted. So yeah, went in, laid down, and she did her thing. So afterwards, she had me roll over, and you want me, jerk you off? You
Oh,
want me to
shit.
fluff your pillow?
Oh,
I
shit.
was like, yeah, how much? Because this bartering system is bullshit. Like, come on, you need to have this up front. There should be some sort of, menu or something would be great. Just like a little pre-caps
A
on one,
menu?
Well, something. I was gonna say, if I were running one of these things, they would make so much more money. I know, just like cater it to like what the guy wants, like. You don't have to pussyfoot around and act like, no, we're not really this, but we know this is what we're doing. Like, we're going to this establishment. Oh, hey, baby, come on in. Hey, baby, yeah, maybe relax. It's like, they're going to want to fucking pull your dick off. That's what they're doing. They want, but if they were smart, they would have some sort of something set up. It's like, okay, after we've established, like, your customer, your client, that this is why you're coming in. Okay, there's the menu. Let me slip it underneath, whatever. Or like I said, they have a tap system, or like three taps for a blowjob, or like four taps for like, I'll rub my tits in your face, or whatever, I'll pay $20 to put your finger in my ass, or something like that, But there's nothing. It's awkward as fuck. Oh, and then you
You're
explain it
off.
with your dick hanging out. $20, I don't know. Give me a fucking blowjob. I don't know. I don't know how to do this.
You have the Morse code, is basically what you're trying to say. We need to relearn Morse code
Yes,
simply so that
exactly.
in rub and tugs, we can figure
Exactly.
out what
It
to
would be
do.
such a better experience for everyone around, because then it wouldn't be awkward for them. They would, But the problem is that it's illegal. And so, but that's the thing. Like, you go to your drug dealer, they have, you can ask for whatever, but this situation is just completely different. Completely different situation, you don't have your dick out with your drug dealer,
Oh.
But I have gone to one where there was the four hands where there's two
Oh yeah.
chicks. So I went in there, and this one I knew for sure. Well, I found it on that website, but I went in there and for sure, but they did the whole COVID thing when it was the pandemic, and took my temperature, and then I went in, and first thing she said is, she's like, you want two hands? You want four hands? And I was like, no, two's fine. Two's fine. Because I knew it was going to be more
Yeah,
money.
you're like
You
that.
want $60? You want $120? How much you want to pay us? And I was like, two's fine.
$60. That's all I want. So I go in there and I'm like waiting. You know, they have the door open, so I'm not gonna get naked until.
Right.
I'm not gonna wait. I'm gonna wait till they shut the door. So then she lets her friend come back into the thing because I didn't see the other one yet.
Okay.
So the friend comes in and she's like, "You sure you don't want two more hands? You sure you don't want two more? It's way more sensual. It's way more sensual." And I was like, all right, you got me. Yeah, you got me.
Now, you talked me into it.
We have the three of us in here, and so we. They do the whole thing. It was like super sensual too. It was like a little, I don't know. So the massage was great. Don't get me wrong. The massage was amazing with the four hands, but then, you know, turn me over and then it was the bartering system again. So then she's like, cause at first it was like thinking, well, what is the second person going to be doing? If it's just a hand job, like what is the other person going to be doing in this situation? What's this other chick going to be doing?
Blindfolding and putting a sock in your mouth. You know here, you know talk, you know here.
Now you watch me, I'll be over here. Oh my God. So she's like, tell me, you pay me $100 each and I'll. What did she say at first? She said, I'll get naked or I'll jerk you off. I'm like, $100? I'm like, no. I'm like, I already paid you. I'm already paying $120. I want to pay an extra $200 for just a head job. Hello?
Yeah.
No. And so then she's like, the other girl's like, $80 a piece. I was like, fuck. Because I'm like, I don't know about that either. But like, okay, that sounds better than what she said.
Yeah.
And then as soon as I said yes to that, the other girl's like, no, $100 for both. I was like, fuck, okay.
Fine, you guys. Dude, they are totally playing you. They down.
Oh, dude, they
timing perfect.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Maybe they want it to be an awkward situation. They want you to be in a compromising position because you're already like, let's get him all hot and heavy. Let's rub right up in his asshole, just really close, but don't touch quite his dick. You know, just super close. And then turn him over and be like, do that for you, baby.
It's like, ah.
God damn you. Yeah, so the one chick didn't even get completely naked because she took her dress up, but she had panties on still. So then she got on top of me, and the other chick is just standing there. So she pulls her tits out, and she's just standing there. And so I'm like, don't know what to do because the one's like on top of me and she's like starts jerking me off. And then the other one's like right here. So like, I don't know. I'm like grabbing her boob, and then I'm like, what do I do? Like, I don't know which one to grab. Like, what do I do? Who do I pay for more? I don't know. She's doing a lot more than this one is, but. Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
But that is amazing.
That's the thing. It's just too expensive. It's too expensive to do that.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, if you were, like, paying for maybe sex or something, or, like, I don't know. But I wouldn't want to have sex. That's the thing.
You're like,
but like, blowjob would be your last.
What's a bridge too far? That is a bridge too far. We'll not cross that one.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. What's too far? Right there.
Yeah.
That's too far.
Yeah.
That's too far.
Yeah.
Oh.
But there's so many more. There's just so many of them that you wouldn't ever. It's like they're like. It just looks like so. You know, I would never think as like. Growing up in Utah, that there are these places that you probably walk by all the time that, like, someone's in there getting jerked off right now by some Asian chick. I don't know.
Dude. Oh. So one time when I was working at Comcast, I went in and me and my buddy AJ were, like, knocking just on State Street, kind of a, you know, sus area. Definitely kind of a sus area.
Right.
So we go in. This lady comes like high-assing it out the door. She's like, how do we help you? I see another chick come barreling up to the window and looks out. And her bra is like barely on. She's like, ah! And then runs ass back. I'm like,
whoa.
What did I just interrupt here? Like,
there's been times where I've walked in these places where I've like they just all of a sudden like, jump up and be like two of them are laying down on the bed, or because some of them they have beds like right in front that they do like foot massage or whatever.
Yeah,
I don't know if they're doing anything, but it's weird that they just like all of a sudden bounce up and like maybe they're they just like, see anyone like, oh, let's try and get that, let's get in here.
I want the higher pay one, higher pay. Oh, dude, but yeah, that was I just remember that, and then that chick just went high ass and back. Then, Oh, I forgot about this. So then the owner is like, so the lady who was talking to us was the owner. She was like kind of, I guess in a way you would say the madam of the house.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so she was running everything. Well, we're like, okay, if you ever need an internet connection, give us a call. She goes, oh, we run Crack Hot. I'm like, okay, yeah, that you would need an internet connection for that. She goes, oh, okay, well, you come back, handsome boy, we give you a deal. I'm like, what the shit? I'm like, okay, thanks. And me and my buddy get out, we're like, what the hell just happened? I'm like, dude, we just got a discount at a like totally sus massage parlor. I'm like, we're never going back there. I don't care if she calls us. I'm out.
Oh, man. Dude, that's crazy. The last time that I went to the massage parlor, the lady had to leave because she was like the only one there. But then she's like out there talking to somebody. I'm like, why did you leave me in there waiting for you?
Yeah.
But so the door opens. There's these two dudes that walk. They sound young. They sound like they're in their 20s maybe.
Whoa.
And they're like, oh, yeah, we're just on our lunch break. We're just seeing if we can get a massage. We're just, you know, got like half an hour. They're like, oh, no. Or she said, he's like, we got 15 minutes. And she's like, oh, no, half an hour is just the only one, the longest or the shortest we do or whatever. And he's like, oh, yeah, no. And the way that she was talking to him was like, I'm thinking like, no, ew, this is creepy. Like, you're trying to get them in there to do the same thing you're going to do to me. Like, ew. I'm like, go away. Get out of here. Get the fuck out of here. But they had no, they were just like, oh, yeah. We're like, you know, they had no clue what they were.
They thought they were coming in for a real, like,
yeah, for sure.
You know, Hans. Yes. You know, let me work your muscles.
Yes.
Oh shit, dude! Can you imagine being in that situation?
Oh, I know.
Just like walking in, thinking you're getting.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That was the first.
First time for you.
But I was like, oh yeah. I was hoping this would happen, but I didn't know.
See, and that's what I'm saying. But like,
if you didn't know, yeah.
No, like, but if you were okay, like at a legit,
right.
Like hotel spa.
Yeah.
And then person comes in and they're like, so an extra $100 and get a tug tug. I'm like, that, can you imagine being in that situation? Be like,
You're like some return missionary just off your mission, like, what?
Dude, so when I was driving Uber, so many escorts told me that those were huge clients of theirs.
With the RMs?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure.
Dude, it was so, yeah. Oh, man. Well, in the upcoming episodes, we'll have Steve continue his updates to the massage parlor.
Oh, yeah, dim sum. Maybe. We're going to have dim sum night. Cream with some young guy.
Maybe this should be a segment, dude, where we have like a breaking news. A breaking news sound come on. Breaking news.
Yeah,
the type Steve's massage parlor updates.
I need to get names. I need to get addresses.
Amy Dunn was the one who was at this massage parlor. 7 out of 10.
Did you know how many times I've brought it up and people are like, where's that at? Like, dude. And I'm like, dude, I could make so much money off these referrals. Like, come on. Like, you guys could be fucking... They're like, oh, yeah.
They have your name like in a little ledger. Another one for Steve. Another one for Steve. Another one for Steve.
They hit the gong every time.
Dude, you'd be like Norman Cheer. Steve! That would be the creepiest sitcom ever.
Fucking funny. Oh my god.
Oh, that's hilarious. Dude, I'm just seeing like a Family Matters intro.
Oh shit. Oh my god.
Dude, that would be hilarious. Just a, each one of them like pops out, then you're the last guy. Starring Steve.
I wonder what my job title would be if that was my full time gig. You know what I mean?
Like, business development manager. That would be good. That would be funny.
Yeah, for sure.
Dang, man. Well, my story. has to deal with a trans porn star going to a Western bar with her friend from high school that had a very unexpected turn.
Is this the Westerner?
No, not the Westerner, but a Western bar.
I don't...
Oh, a bar named Sue. It was a bar named Sue on State.
Oh, not the bar named Sue 2?
No.
The two. What's the second one called?
The second... Yeah, I think it is 2. Oh, okay. I think it is. So that's the one on, in Sandy, and then the original one is up on Highland.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, so there is Bar Name Sue.
And Bar Name Sue, if you want to drop some money to us for this awesome advertising, that'd be great.
Shameless plug.
Yeah, shameless plug for Bar Name Sue. So I pick him up from their apartment, and it's probably about 11:30, so it's dark. The apartment complex isn't that well lit. It's where you and Nat used to live, the one on Redwood.
Oh, fucking, yeah, I know which one
you're talking about. Yeah, so it was at the back side.
Yeah, that place is dimly lit.
Yes, so... I see two girls, that I thought were women, come down. Kind of a chubbier, shorter brunette goes and gets in the passenger side, and then a taller, thinner, more shapely brunette or blonde gets in behind me.
Yes, and this is no judgment here. This is just describing.
Yes, this is what it was. So they were driving, just talking to them. The blonde behind me, she goes, "Did you know I was a porn star?" I was like, "No, I didn't." And I did not ask her name because, quite frankly, ew, creepy.
Right.
Like, I do not want to know.
I'm your Uber. Just let me drive you.
I don't want to see that. I don't want to hear, like, just, like, oh. She goes, yeah. She goes, "I want AVNs and everything else." I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
What is that? Adult video something?
I guess. AVNs. I don't know.
I've looked that up.
Yeah. But from what she was saying, it sounded like it was a big deal. So okay. I was like, okay, cool. And... so we're driving. She goes, "Yeah, I've got a husband, but I've also got 7 sugar daddies." She goes, "Look at what the newest one bought me." And then puts this Louis Vuitton bag. I know that's expensive. Right. I don't know what kind it was. She goes, "Do you even know what kind of purse this is?" I was like, "No, I don't know what kind of wallet I have. I know it's leather. I know it opens. And I've got 2 places for my money and my cards."
Right.
Like, I don't. I barely remember my belt brand half the time. Right. So I'm just like, "No, I do not." And she's like, "Yeah, this is like the top end purse. And it's like 12 grand. And he just bought it for me." I was like, "Whoa." Okay. And she was like, "Yeah." She goes, "When I came out as a woman and I just decided I wanted to do porn and just got really into it and got super popular." She goes, "But I'm going to leave my husband for this girl right here." And I was like, "Oh,
God.
Okay.
Where you guys
going? I don't really know what you want me to say in this situation."
Yes, how do you respond to that?
You like, don't. Like, that's the thing, man. It's like, I'm just like, how, like, what I never, what possible feedback of any kind could you want from me on this?
I don't understand, like, why, like, there's a lot of times where people will divulge this information to where it's just like, why are you telling me this? You don't even know me, number one.
Yeah.
Like, we're just barely, like, even met, and you're telling me your life story. Like,
I know, dude.
Either they want to, like, hype themselves up or, I don't know.
I think hyping themselves up is definitely one. Right. I think, honestly, just the comfort of a stranger, knowing that you're never going to see this person again.
That's true. It's kind of like the taxi cab confessions
thing. Dude, when I watched that when I was in high school, I was like, that is complete bullshit. I was like, this is staged and as now, shit.
You're like, that's now I'm like, that is really tamed.
It really is. Dude, I cannot tell you how many times, like, I watched that. In fact, I watched it like 2 years ago. I looked some of them up on YouTube.
Yeah, they pretty, yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, this is kind of, I'm like, yeah, this is entertaining, but I get better stories every night. Like, there was, like, they, I don't know if HBO was like, "You can't fucking do that because everybody's going to know this is staged," or think that it's staged because this is so outrageous.
Right.
But, I mean, that's the only thing, because when I first started driving, I first started telling people stories. They're just like, "Oh, no way." And then the longer I went on and more proof I had, they're like, "What the hell do you see at night?" I'm like, "Dude, I see the..." Me and Steve are based in Salt Lake City, Utah. So we're not in LA, we're not in Vegas, we're not in New York,
right?
Chicago, we're not in a major, like, I mean, it's a metropolitan area, but it's not a major metropolitan area.
The Mecca of Mormonism as well.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely have a very...
from the outside looking in, very tamed city.
Yeah, it would not be like, "Oh, I went to Salt Lake City to party."
Yeah.
Let me tell you, For all those swingers out there, right here. A bunch of 40-year-old Mormons that never, you know, did anything wrong. They're like, yeah, we should totally hook up with other people's husbands and wives. And it's like every freaking, like, I cannot tell you how many times in Utah County I was picking up swingers. They're like, oh, we had a great date. Oh, yeah, it was so fun. I don't know if we're ready to go to the next step. I'm like, what the fuck?
Dude.
I'm like, are you kidding me right now? Yeah.
I heard that Utah County was the number one, like, viewer of Pornhub.
Yeah.
Out of anyone in the world.
Yeah.
Out of anywhere in the world. Like, I totally fucking can see. Like, Utah County is this cesspool of,
dude,
I don't know.
Oh, my it's gosh. So it really so, like, oppressed is.
People that just need, that, like, all of a sudden don't know what to fucking do with themselves. No. After they get the freedom. You know what I mean? They break out and they, like, go fucking nuts.
Absolutely, dude, that's insane. That's the whole thing, man. It's like, I mean, all the times I went down there was just in nuts.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so we get to the bar. And I'm like, they get out and they're walking in, and I see that the blonde is probably a good 6'2".
Right.
Like, she's our height.
Yeah.
And then the short brunette, I'm just like, they're going to a Western bar. I'm like, that girl has some balls. And not figuratively, literally. It's just like, you're going to a Western bar as a trans woman.
Right. Yeah.
And you're like, hell yeah, I'm here.
Oh, yeah.
Kiss my ass. I'm like, well done. Because there's no way I would know that. I'd be like,
Well, I think especially after, like, last year, after 2020, and I don't know, like, I think that the whole LGBTQ community is very more, like, outgoing, especially, I think, now, with just where, you know, the pandemic's over and they want to get out.
But yeah.
I mean, back then, it was probably, you know, even if just even a couple years ago, 2018, 2019, it was probably, I mean, I don't know. I didn't frequent the bars very much.
But yeah.
I went just with Julian, and there was, you know, gay guys.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. It's like, oh, yeah. Like,
and I think that's just a kind of a good commentary on society as a whole.
Oh, for sure.
Because people are more accepting. People aren't assholes like they were. So, yeah, I think that is
good. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know growing up that it was like, it was very shunned.
Oh,
dude. Especially coming from Mormonism. It was like sin. Yeah. It's a fucking, you know.
And you come from that, it's like the living in the Salt Lake Valley, dude, was not open to that at all.
Oh, absolutely not. Not
which,
one bit.
I find it funny that we have the second largest.
I know, I was going to say, and the gay community is just massive here. Dude,
which is awesome. They're the coolest people.
One of the biggest pride parades in the whole United States.
Yeah, I know. So we make progress.
Yeah.
Sure. But, so those are our stories for this week. Next episode, we are going to be talking about how psilocybin has affected a couple of interactions with people when we were younger. Until next week, hope you guys have a great week.
Cheers.
Cheers.